Exercise 6, page 107.
Totally cool. Terje Isengset is a Norwegian-born musician who has developed a unique way of using ice to make music. He thinks it is the music of the future, and he could be right. Isengset had been a percussionist playing drums in different bands for many years when his music suddenly took a whole new direction. He said that his interest in ice music began when he played at a concert held behind a frozen waterfall. As he played his music, he wondered what kind of sounds he could get out of ice. He experimented by making percussion instruments. He soon moved on to making other instruments from ice, including horns and trumpets. He has even made ice guitars, ice harps, and an ice didgeridoo. Isengset is the world's only ice musician, composing music just for ice instruments he makes. Terje calls his ice music chill-out music. His instruments aren't just made out of any old ice either. He gets blocks from glaciers, and some of the ice he uses is hundreds of years old. According to Isengset, the quality of the ice affects the quality of the sound the ice instrument produces. Another problem with ice instruments is that they only last for one or two concerts before they melt. He has a crew who bring freezers to the concerts, and as soon as he's finished playing an instrument, the crew puts it straight into the deep freeze. Terje also says that the temperature inside the concert hall affects the sound of the music. Although, as far as he is concerned, it is up to nature what kind of music he makes during a performance. Terje said that he wanted to raise people's awareness of nature through his instruments and ice music. So why does Terje want to play music that is so different? He said that the only way he could escape normal music traditions was to change the instruments he used, as well as the way he approached music. But what about music fans? Have they tuned into his music? Isengset has recently been busy with a concert tour across Europe. He has also recorded 6 albums of ice music, which have received good reviews from music critics and are in demand by his fans. Even though he's very busy with all his projects, he still finds time to run the Ice Music Festival in Yalo, Norway, which he started in 2006. So what does the future hold for Isengset? Is ice music here to stay? If the success of his music so far is anything to go on, then it looks like it is. The music he creates is beautiful, and the sounds from his instruments are ones that you would never expect to hear. Isengset is a very talented musician who, with the help of Mother Nature, makes very beautiful music.